Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you who live near the Florida Keys want to know what's going to go on with all these mosquitoes that have been genetically modified and are going to be released into the air. So for those of you that haven't gotten the memo, the Florida Keys are going to see the release of 12,000 genetically modified male mosquito larvae as part of a program designed to curb the spread of insect-borne diseases like dengue, Zika, and yellow fever. Now, the male mosquitoes don't bite. The female mosquitoes do. And so their hope is they are going to have the ability to mate with the female, not impregnate her, or the larvae aren't going to be able to be born. And then when the female mosquito dies, you have less female biting Aedes aegypti mosquitoes. Now, people have asked, why don't the male mosquitoes bite? Why do we know that they're fine? Well, we're told that male mosquitoes feed only on plant juices, like nectar, because they want to get the sugar they need for energy and survival. If the male mosquito doesn't bite, it can't infect you because of the suck-blow mechanism. Remember we talked about that? It blows a little anesthetic. The female mosquito blows a little anesthetic, and then you don't realize the mosquito's on you. Then it sucks your blood, and then it leaves, and then when the anesthetic wears off, they're like, what's this? And they're like, oh, man, I was bit. And the bite looks like it's already like a half hour old. The female mosquitoes, however, they will bite because they need protein from blood for the development of their eggs. So female mosquitoes are the ones that usually bite. So if there's going to be a male, then it should be supposedly safer. Now, let me just see how long mosquitoes live. I think it's just a few weeks. Okay, lifespan. Let me see here. The female mosquito lifespan, again, 6 weeks. Okay. Male mosquitoes will only live about 6 to 7 days on average. Females, if they have an adequate food supply, they can live 5 months or longer, but the average female lifespan is about 6 weeks. So the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District and British firm Biotech Oxitec announced that 12,000 of the invasive Aedes aegypti mosquito, which can spread Zika and yellow fever and dengue fever, will be released. Let's see, each week. Oh, they're going to release 12,000 each week for 12 weeks from six locations. I was going to say 12,000 isn't enough. Two on Cujo Key, one on Ramrod Key, and three on Vacay Key. Now, I know a lot of you are kind of panicked about that. How can this be safe? Well, like I said, if the way it's designed, right, it works exactly the way it's designed, it shouldn't cause issues to humans. So, Oxitec's non-biting male mosquitoes are going to mate with the local biting female mosquitoes. Since the female offspring cannot themselves survive to reproduce, they think that's going to slow down the Aedes aegypti population. According to the CDC, the genetically modified mosquitoes carry two types of genes, a fluorescent marker gene that glows under a special light, and a self-limiting gene that prevents female mosquito offspring from surviving into adulthood. Mosquitoes at the target locations will be monitored against untreated comparison sites as part of the EPA-approved project. Oxitec says an evaluation of the project will be provided by the CDC and the University of Florida's Medical Entomology Laboratory. According to Oxitec, the Aedes aegypti makes up 4% of the mosquito population of the Keys, but is responsible for virtually all mosquito-borne diseases transmitted to humans. It can also transmit heartworm and other potentially deadly diseases to pets and animals. So, they say, as we are seeing development of resistance to some of our current control methods, we are in need of new tools to combat this mosquito. And given the unique ecosystem we live in, those tools need to be safe, environmentally friendly, and targeted. So how much of an issue is this? Well, more than 7,300, according to The Guardian, dengue cases were reported in the U.S. between 2010 and 2020. Cases are largely contracted outside the U.S., but 71 cases were transmitted in Florida, according to the CDC. Then, in the summer of 2016, we had Zika. That infected 29 people within a six-block area, so they had to actually aerially spray to control mosquitoes. Now, people didn't like that either. I don't blame them. They did not want pesticides in their air. But because Zika was causing women to give birth to babies who were anencephalic or not microcephalic, not having an adequately formed head or brain, as well as other neurological issues, it scared a lot of people. And when we saw the Zika outbreak and what it did to Brazil and what it did to Puerto Rico and other countries, people are like, let's just not mess with it. So that was their reasoning. So the EPA did approve an experimental use permit after a risk assessment in 2019, determined that there will be no unreasonable adverse effects to humans or the environment as a result of the experimental permit to release Oxitec's OX5034 male mosquito. So why are people then criticizing this move? All right, well, because, you know, one of these, the idea of releasing millions and millions of mosquitoes make people a little nervous. And maybe some people wonder that even though the science is telling us the mosquito is going to mate, it's not going to do anything to humans, the new mated with female mosquito is going to make babies that can't reproduce, none of it should technically affect humans. But some people are worried, well, what if that gene has another effect on the female mosquito? What if it makes the female mosquito live longer? What if the little baby female offspring, you know, or what if that makes male offspring bite? So, you know, these are far-fetched theories, but that's why some people are kind of concerned. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, stuttering a little bit. So we have a fascination with saving money. I love to save money. If you tell me that I could get something 20% off if you give me a code, and it's something I usually buy, I'm going to be like, heck yeah. You know, the Target card. Remember I did a whole segment on my Target card? Because I've been going to Target, spending full price, and somebody next to me was getting 5% off because she was charging it through her Target card. I'm like, why am I paying 5% more than you? So I got the Target card, and I was like, oh, yay, I got my Target card. I'm saving 5%. It's addictive. It's euphoric to save money. We love saving money. Remember I told you guys I spent a whole segment on this? A whole bunch of my son's friends were in the car. We had just finished 8th grade graduation. So a bunch of the dads and moms, and everybody was taking the kids. And we went to Olive Garden. And I, as we went to Olive Garden, I pull up a Retail Me Not. and it was a 20% discount on our bill, and I was like the biggest hero. I'm like, oh my God, 20% off. So we love saving money. Saving money is fantastic. We love it. It's something that we do. We will find the discounts. We might drive an extra 5 miles out of our way to get cheaper gas. I don't really do that anymore because I think the gas prices are similar enough. But, you know, we'll do whatever it takes to save money and cash in our rewards and use our miles. Well, I think we probably have to discuss how that behavior is probably doing more harm than good. And I fall into the trap. I was at, we went to dinner, and I think we took the family out to, gosh, I think it was like Maggiano's or something like that. And they said for $5, you could have a take-home Italian meal. And then you could eat it the next day. Now I'm thinking to myself, a $5 meal? Oh, heck yeah. Now I was really only the next day going to have maybe a slice of cheese and some fruit, you know, a couple maybe celery sticks for lunch. But I'm like, wait, instead of $5? Yeah, let's buy 4 of them or whatever. I don't know what the deal was. So I'm thinking I just now have this whole pasta dinner set for the family for tomorrow for $20, and it was calories we didn't need. How many times do you supersize? Because the supersize is a better deal than the small, cheaper, you know, meal. We've all done it. How many of you, when you go to a 7-Eleven, fill up your drink, but because you're going to leave, you take a big, huge gulp of your drink, so then you can fill it up again before you leave? Same thing with ice cream. I mean, we all try to get those little extra pennies because it makes us feel good. And I think we need to start changing our thinking. I know we have to start changing our thinking. So the other day I told you guys, well, this kind of happens a lot, so I multiple times I've talked to you guys about how some of my patients that I get on telemedicine make some pretty bad decisions when it comes to their health because they are under the impression that if it's free on your insurance, that's the way to go. If there's any money attached to the visit, it's a stop sign to not go there. Now, I don't know where that thinking came from. I don't know who translated the message of a copay or a deductible to that, but that's kind of what we started to infer. That's what I did. I mean, I looked at my health insurance way differently. Once in 2009, 2010, my deductible skyrocketed to what, $5,000, $7,000 for the family. Then I'm like, all right, well, that means you don't go to the doctor. It translated into, I'm not going to go to the doctor, I'm going to skip it, because it's going to cost me a crap load of money. So, I don't know if we're ever going to get that back. So patients call in, and they go, I need this done. I had a patient that had a rectal mass. He was told by the previous virtual doctor, a few days prior, you got to go in and get seen. Calls back. And I go, okay, you know, did you get seen? You know, how did that work out? No. I go, well, why not? Well, because it's a $0 copay if I use telemedicine, and I'll have to pay at least whatever if I go to see somebody. And I'm like, so what are you going to do if there's a problem that has to be dealt with by the hands? You know, if it needs a biopsy or if it needs, and it wasn't a hemorrhoid, it turned out to be something else, but still, what do you do? He's like, well, I don't know, because it's you know, then there's a copay. And so I think we're starting to see people realize that, or people are starting to have this mindset that if it's free, that's where they're going to go. If it's not free, they're going to avoid it like the plague. You know, what's interesting, before I left my practice to go and teach, there was a major insurance company that was building their own clinics. And I was a little nervous because I had a lot of patients of that insurance company, and I loved the patients. They were great patients. But I was a little nervous because we had heard through the grapevine that if that the patients would be incentivized to go to those clinics instead by wiping out their copay. And you couldn't, as an outside doctor, wipe off the copay because then that's insurance fraud. You had to, you know, charge everybody the same. So a bunch of doctors were thinking, wait a second, once they do that, then the patients won't come in. They'll go where the zero copay is. Now, some of them I heard, they said they didn't like it. They needed to go back because they liked their doctor and all that. But for most people, saving that copay was enough for them to leave their doctor. I had already closed up, so before the clinic ever opened. But it, you know, it's this incentivization to, we will make it free if you go here. Now, that's one of the reasons why the vaccine, you know, was still very popular, and we vaccinated as many people as we did. It was free. Now, we're going to protect you from COVID, and it's free. You'd be, you know, you'd be insane to use money as an excuse if money was an excuse. They were going to vaccinate you for free. Why not? I did. Now, I don't have to pay for my flu shot, no, but I used to have to pay for the flu shot. You know, one of the reasons why we only had 50% enthusiasm for the flu shot is because some people had to pay. So take that away. Take that away and people will do it. Free college. If our country thinks that we don't have enough people going to college or going to medical school or going to dental school, make it free. And people will go. Now, I think we have a lot of medical students. Unfortunately, with Match, it looks like we had more medical students than we have physicians. So we have to be careful about when we make something free, because then, again, that's where the population goes. But the idea of, if I have to pay anything, it's a no-no. I'm doing something wrong if I'm paying for it. So now we're going back to my Target card. The reason why I was kicking myself for not getting a Target card sooner is because I'm paying an extra 5% when other people aren't. And that made me mad. You know, I'm not cheap. I'm not miserly. I'm not overly frugal. But I don't want to pay for something when somebody next to me doesn't have to pay for it. So that bugs me. That gets to me. And that's what we're starting to see in medicine. Somebody will look at their neighbor or their coworker and go, well, that coworker got to have all their care taken care of over the phone all year long. Well, if I have to go and pay something, I'm a loser. Who decided that that's what that translates into? People think they're a loser. People think they're being punished if they have to actually spend money to do something for their health. You know, I used to be able to eat free when I was in training. It was really, really nice. So I'd go to the, you know, cafeteria. I'd get my food for free. Now, most residents and stuff, I think, have to pay if it's off hours, or I forgot how we managed it. But, you know, we got to eat for free. Was it the healthiest food? They had salad, they had vegetables, but, you know, I'm going to eat for free. So I didn't eat that healthy. I was still slimmer. You know, in residency, but I didn't eat that healthy because I went to the free food. I get that from people who work in casinos. I'm like, okay, we got to change your diet. We got to eat more vegetables. They go, well, I can't. They're like, why? Well, because at work, I eat at the cafeteria, and it's free. I'm like, well, then, I'm like, you bring your own sandwich. Bring your own salad. And they're like, but I get to eat for free. And so this idea that they would spend money on their own food to bring it in when you can eat for free, I don't blame them. I have the same thought process. I'm like, why would I spend money on groceries if I get to eat for free? It's a perk. So I don't know what the answer is, but I think we are going to be struggling a lot from a health perspective if we don't retrain our thinking where just because you're spending just a little bit of money doesn't mean you're a loser. It may actually really help. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is testifying in a virtual House budget hearing today. He says his office will be guided by the rule of law.
We are united by our commitment to protecting our country from all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Garland saying his department is asking for more money to boost the enforcement of civil rights.
The Civil Rights Division's work remains vital to addressing unlawful discrimination and bias. Our budget seeks to increase the department's civil rights funding by $33 million.
A travel ban is now in effect for people coming into the United States from India. It started on Tuesday, just as the country hit 20 million coronavirus cases, and half of those come in just over the past 4 months. The huge surge comes along a steep decline in vaccinations due to issues with supplies and delivery. You're listening to USA Radio News. Millions could be in for a wild ride today, courtesy of Mother Nature. Large chunks of the country are under a threat for severe weather as storms are brewing from New Mexico to Delaware. There's a potential for dangerous weather across the South, including Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. Tornadoes on Monday ripping through Georgia.
I did her ooh, 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 and then I dialed her boom, 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 boom.
That audio courtesy of NBC News, at least 2 people died in Georgia due to the storms. This is Teacher Appreciation Week, and today is National Teacher Appreciation Day, or just National Teacher Day for short. NASA astronauts Shane Kimbrough and Megan MacArthur gave teachers a shout-out from the International Space Station.
We're here orbiting the Earth in large part due to the education that inspirational teachers provided us years ago, and who are providing that same inspiration to students throughout our nation today. We and our crewmates pay special tribute to you during Teacher Appreciation Week.
This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So today is National Teacher Appreciation Day, a part of National Teacher Appreciation Week. Very, very cool. It's celebrated at the end of the school year. We haven't really done a lot with teacher appreciation over the last year or two because they were out of school, many of them, because of COVID and lockdowns and all that. And so teachers and teachers unions and virtual teachers got a whole array of praise and criticism depending on what they touted and what they did. And just knowing my kids' teachers, kudos, my own personal teachers, kudos. Have I seen bad teachers? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Have I seen good teachers? Oh, gosh. Good teachers are angels. I mean, they just deserve a place in heaven. Because they bring heaven to these kids. And as a mom, I look at teachers not just as somebody teaching my kid math and reading skills, but being a part of their growth and development, especially as a working mom. So I, having worked, you know, throughout pregnancy, after pregnancy, had my kids in daycare and then preschool and, you know, grade school, middle school, high school, then I'm going to dump their butts off to college. See ya. You know, the teachers are the ones that take over. They're the lieutenant mommy. I'm mommy. And then they're lieutenant mommy or the lieutenant daddy. And my kids have to listen to them. My kids have to respect them. In fact, they respect the teachers sometimes more than me. In fact, I think they like the teachers more than me. So, you know, they've done their job. So my kids were raised not only by me and daddy and the dogs and the cats. We have a 14-year-old cat, Shakeaboo, and he thinks he raised the kids, and he did, but he's the one that got them into trouble, right? Taught them a lot of bad habits. But the teachers, part of the way my kids think is because of how they were inspired by their teachers, which is why parents are a little nervous about some of the latitude some teachers use in terms of their teaching. Once a teacher gets political, once a teacher tries to introduce their political beliefs, religious beliefs, it makes people nervous. But a lot of us as teachers do relate our values. And if I tell a student not to quit, if I tell a student not to be a weenie, I can't use the word, some of the words I've used with students, you know, it's a value. It's a choice I made, and it's a choice I want them to make also. So it's very difficult as a teacher to not have that subjectivity. It's very difficult as a teacher to not be able to, interject your personal feelings about things. And you might want to be apolitical, bipartisan, not show any favoritism. But if there's something that, you know, a student is doing and you don't like the way they're doing that math, you don't like the way they're interpreting that essay, you don't like the way they're doing their iambic pentameter, you don't like the way they're approaching a patient, you're going to interject. You're a teacher. And that's kind of a part of teaching. We have a fine line. And you know, no, I don't like the way you think. You know, I think all taxpayers need to do this and need to do this. Then you have to say that's an opinion. You can say my opinion is. And I was very open with my students when they would ask about certain things in terms of, let's say, healthcare or in terms of the ACA. I said, well, my opinion is this because this is what it did to me in my practice. This is what it might be doing for others. And, you know, it might help patients this way or this way. But my patients, this is what happened. So I'm allowed to still talk about my experiences. I can't tell you how, being a doctor today, the experiences of my teachers and my professors help shape the way I practice. And, you know, when I have a professor say, look, you know, this is real life. This is what I endured. So you need to make sure you watch out for this, 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 and this. I'm grateful for that personal experience. And then it's going to be up to me to not be brainwashed or to not be only one-sided. When you get a person's opinion, that's just one opinion. No person's single opinion should change or should be your mantra. Is that the right word? Or your religion, all right? Religion, for example. I learned about religion from my mom and my dad, from rabbi, from a bunch of the different Hebrew schools and schools I went to, from my friends. And I came up with my own way of how I do my religion. You know, no two people worship the exact same way. Now, same thing with diet, same thing with you know, work. I don't practice exactly like anybody else. We might have gone to the same school. We might have had the same teachers. But we take the information from one, we take the information from another, and we decide what we want to use. So, now, if every single teacher that person gets, you know, keeps putting a certain belief into their heads, that could be an issue. But that's the school's job to make sure that the students are getting a wide-based curriculum. They're getting a variety of options to choose from. I mean, you know, if somebody has chest pain, you don't blow it off. That's something that's not subjective. That's objective. That is law in medicine. You know, but does everybody with chest pain need to be admitted to the hospital? No. Not all chest pain is cardiac in nature or a lung infection. So there is room. So what makes a good teacher and what makes a bad teacher? Well, a good teacher is like what I saw a lot of these teachers do when they were virtual teaching and hybrid teaching, is they were flexible. They adapted. They put the students first. The best teachers are the ones that put the students first. I don't care if office hours end at 5. If a student is crying in your office and a student needs you, then you stay there. You're there for them. If a student wants to call you, you know, at 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, I had one call me. It was like in the middle of the night. She was scared. There was something going on. That's what I'm here for. We are there for support. And so somebody that makes themselves available, somebody that shows that they're not just clocking in, that it's not just about a job and getting good vacation time and all that, you know, it's that they are really there because they're there for the outcome and not the income. I think that's fantastic. Now, what makes a bad teacher? Well, a bad teacher is the one that I think should have quit long ago and didn't because they wanted to wait till they could retire, and they're burned out. And you could tell the burnt out teachers. You can tell the ones that don't care. Teacher Smith, what? Okay, a teacher doing that, you know it's a problem. When you hear teachers make fun of the students, when you hear teachers just, you know, among other teachers, start making fun of the students, that's a problem. Now, you might have students with some challenges. You could have a student that might tick you off, you know, and you might want to vent about, I have the appointment. He's no-showed the appointment 3 times. All right, that's one thing, venting. But when people make fun of who they're teaching, they're making fun of themselves. That means that's your failure. Oh, this person failed. And if the person failed, then maybe it was on the teacher. I think any student has the capacity to achieve success. You just need to find the right path. You need to help them develop the road that allows them to reach their success. Now, they might not be a NASA astronaut. They might not become a neurosurgeon. They might not become the next William Shakespeare. But everybody can become a success in their own right. And it takes a really good teacher to take that time to figure that out. So a good teacher needs to be patient. A good teacher needs to be understanding. A good teacher needs to be able to look at a student and see where their strengths and where their weaknesses is, help them with their weaknesses, help them flourish and embrace some of their strengths and mold them more. And so there's a lot of good teachers out there, which is why National Teacher Appreciation Day is, I think, amazing. And for good teachers, give them hugs, give them roses, give them gifts, gift cards, they like that. But a bad teacher, if you guys are in that bad teacher realm, when you talk crap about your students, you don't want to be there, you're just in it for the check, you're celebrating when you have days off, and you don't want kids to access you, to talk to you, that's, maybe it's time, maybe, you know, you're burned out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So while President Biden's dog is undergoing some more training because of the couple of the biting incidences, somebody here has made lists of the most aggressive dog breeds and the least aggressive dog breeds. And I think some dogs, they just can be pushed to the limit. Other dogs, it doesn't matter what you do. They're just always smiling. I love my little doggie. She's a Bichon Frise. She doesn't bite. She doesn't nip. I'll play with her and, you know, rub tummy, and she'll sometimes get so excited that if her mouth is open, my hand might accidentally hit her teeth, but she doesn't bite. And she loves rub tummy and all that other stuff, so I could kind of get away with it. And she's small. But they say small, older, and male dogs are more likely to be aggressive and growl, snap, and bark at humans. Some breeds are more likely than others to exhibit aggressive behavior, like long-haired collies, the rough collie, you know, like Lassie. They seem to be the most aggressive. You would think the Doberman Pinscher or the Pit Bull or the Rottweiler would be. But apparently, in this study, they found long-haired collies, or really gorgeous. Maybe it's because everybody wants to pull on their hair. They mat pretty easily, too. Labradors and golden retrievers are a lot more docile, gentle. They're the least aggressive. And we had a golden lab. It was Apollo. He was such a good Apollo. Yeah, he's at the farm now. So a study of more than 9,000 pets covering 24 breeds was run by researchers at the University of Helsinki. It revealed the aspects of a dog's personality, which affect its likelihood to exhibit aggressive behavior. And small dogs are found to be more likely to behave aggressively than midsize or large dogs. But due to their size, they often are not seen as threatening, so their bad behavior therefore goes unaddressed. That's so true. When my little boys, as babies, would complain or whatever, you know, I'd be like, oh, you're so cute. Look at the little baby Matt throwing a temper tantrum. You don't do that to mama. Meanwhile, when they're teenagers, I'm like, get out of the house. When they're big, they're just not as cute anymore. I love my boys, but they got away with so much when they were little babies, and I could carry them and put them in their playpen. Now, as teenagers, I'm like, say what? So small dogs, when they do act a little bit more aggressive, like, well, they're not going to hurt anybody, so they aren't as regimented as a bigger dog would be. So the study, published in Scientific Reports, found male dogs are more aggressive than females, and the neutering has no impact. They said how experienced the dog owner also impacts the chance of aggressive behavior from a dog. The first dogs of novice pet owners are more likely to behave aggressively. And that is an issue in terms of, well, one is like if you got a rescue dog and they were in a home where they were, you know, abused or, you know, attacked, they might be more on guard. But dogs and cats know when who's the alpha. They figure it out. So when you get a dog, they kind of feel you out and they go, okay, well, you know, let's see what this Dahlia lady is like. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you want to eat? I got this choice here, and I got this choice here, and this choice here. And they're like, all right, we know what we're working with. All right, this is easy. All right, I'm going to act like a jerk until she gives me filet mignon. And not that I have filet mignon, but that's enough with the cats. The cat was so mean, so aggressive, did so much pee-pee house, that I now have a buffet of food for him every meal. It's ridiculous what I do. All right. So, the rough collie or the long-haired collie is number one. These are breeds that I don't believe include the Rottweilers, Dobermans, and Bulldogs. Okay, so these are some of the other dogs. The miniature poodle is apparently aggressive. The miniature schnauzer is aggressive. German shepherd, like Joe Biden's dog. The Spanish water dog. A legato. A Chinese crested. I'm not sure what those are. German spitzmiddle. A cotton dead tailleur, not sure. A Wheaton Terrier, a Pembroke Welsh Corgi, Corgi with a C, a Terrier, Border Collie, Finnish Laphund, a Chihuahua, a Smooth Collie, a Jack Russell Terrier, a Staffordshire Bull Terrier, a Shetland Sheepdog, Laponian Herder, but the two sweetest ones were the Golden Retriever and the Labrador Retriever. So, honestly, I've seen pit bulls and, you know, Rottweilers that are as sweet as can be. Unfortunately, most of the attacks seem to include, you know, sometimes those dogs. But then again, you know, the average house might not be able to get, you know, a rescue dog that's in the standard poodle class or some of these, you know, more, you know, these animals that don't seem to go stray and make babies, and, you know, people will have, like, pedigree dogs. Those are expensive to get pedigree dogs, so you don't see as many of them out there. But aggressive dogs, you definitely want to catch early on when they're younger, and then you want to get them trained if you can. So you don't go into the White House and scare off your Secret Service, because you don't want your Secret Service worried about the dog when they have to worry about other things. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So making headlines is a Michigan woman who died after receiving her Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Anna, allegedly, Ann Van Geest, 35 years old from Eastern Township, Michigan, received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine on April 8th. She developed a chronic headache, was taken into Mercy Health, St. Mary's Hospital. She died on April 19th. Her death certificate said her cause of death was an acute subarachnoid hemorrhage, meaning a blood clot burst, causing bleeding around the brain. Now, subarachnoid hemorrhage could also be the vessel just broke. The CDC did receive a report of the death through the reporting system. Did not confirm. I believe they are investigating it. And this came before the pause of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was paused for a few weeks. And this was, I believe, one of the cases reported in terms of the blood clot. So the family says that she died as a result of complications with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. 35 years old, mother of four, was given one shot April 8th, and 5 days later is when the pause happened. But she started to get headaches, and then she was taken to the hospital. She passed away by April 19th. So within a few days, she got the headache, but then she was in the hospital for days. And so the death certificate called it an acute subarachnoid hemorrhage, non-traumatic. So the statement from the family said she died as a result of the vaccine. So, you know, many people are, again, concerned. At the time of the pause, there was about 7.2 million Johnson & Johnson shots given out. And many people had faulted the CDC and the FDA and any doctors who spoke about this. But my issue is if you want people comfortable with the vaccine regimen, people are going to hear about things. Through the grapevine, through, you know, you can censor as much as possible. People will hear things. So whether you think it's fake news or not, the government needs to look like they're investigating it, look like they're taking it seriously to make sure there's not an issue. So originally there were six women who developed the shot or the rare complication of a blood clot as well as low platelets. That number then went to 15, I think even 17. The pause was lifted. They said no warnings need to be given. But then I believe some people had suggested, some public health experts said, at least warn some younger women. Now, there is a GoFundMe page to cover funeral expenses. I believe it's already at about $27,000. But you know, how I look at these rare side effects is I think they're just horribly tragic. You know, we are telling people who are healthy to go and get a vaccine to prevent a deadly disease that is a much higher incidence than a side effect, but nobody ever wants to see somebody healthy walk in and then possibly die. The problem we have is we never know for sure if it's vaccine related or not. So at least they're evaluating and looking at it. It's all we could do right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.